Ryan, is there some things that you guys can change or do differently to get off to better starts offensively?
I think that's something we have to look at. Just in looking at the last few games and how we really struggled in the first half, and then been able to put some stuff together in the second half. But kind of evaluating that and evaluating why we're getting off to the slow starts, I think that's something that'll be big for us.
Is more up-tempo stuff even in the first half maybe one of the answers? You personally seem to thrive more when it's up-tempo, no-huddle situations.
Well, the up-tempo is great. It's something I really enjoy. I think all the guys enjoy it, but you also have to get first downs. So if you're going three and out, it's hard to get into the up-tempo. So I think that's part of it, is being able to get the first downs, whether it's converting on third down or being successful in first or second down. I think that's been one of our issues, is not, being able to get to the up-tempo stuff because of the struggles early on.
Ryan, you've said a couple different times this year that I'm not playing well enough to win. Some thoughts about that and what you're doing to, in general, improve what you're doing out there.
Yeah, it's one of those things. In order to get better as a team, in order for this offense to get better, I've got to play better. And so I met with Coach O'Brien this morning and went over some stuff and just talked through some things and just constantly evaluating myself, as a player, evaluating what I'm doing, plays that we're getting in and all that kind of stuff with the tools that we have on offense. And so a lot of it is not necessarily the physical part of it. It's the mental part of it. It's the confidence. It's the swagger. Whatever it is, I've got to just continue to, especially early in the game, play better, maybe play with more confidence. Maybe that some of that is up-tempo, but some of that for me is just finding a better way to get going early.
How do you fix that, or is that easier said than done, the things you're talking about?
I just got to continue to prepare the way that I prepare and, continue to get everybody on the same page with the communication and everything. And then, I've been in a lot of different situations, up and down situations before. So drawing on past experiences, and really the simple fix is just going out there and playing better. It's tough because we don't have a lot of time to prepare. I think the hardest part is the physical part of it, just with both sides, whether it's us or Indianapolis, being banged up from the game before. And with such a physical game, it's hard for guys to have their bodies recover. But on the plus side, then you get a couple extra days off for the next game. So I think it's going to simplify what we do. It's going to simplify what they do, just in terms of the very short week that we have to prepare. And, we'll go out there and hopefully play fast.
Do you think you guys are any more or less beat up from this game? You guys try hard in all of them, but it went to overtime. Do you guys feel any more or less beat up from this game than others?
All the losses hurt. I think the way this one...
I meant physically.
Oh, physically.
Yeah.
You'll have to ask around, but it's just one of those things with short rest. No matter how healthy or beat up you are, and playing a game on Sunday and then turning around and playing one on Thursday, I think it's difficult for everybody.
Ryan, everything you listed, Ryan, about the quick turnaround and preparation, everything, does that make these games, on Thursday night, less competitive, different, as opposed to games on Sunday?
No, not at all. I think. I do play a different position, maybe a less physical position than some of those other guys. So, I think the Thursday night game, you look at it, it's hard to prepare for. It's hard to get ready. But then it's almost like a mini bye week. And so if you can pull out a win in a Thursday night game and then be able to really let your body recover for that next Sunday with a couple extra days off, I think everybody enjoys that extra rest.
Is there any safety concerns with you guys?
I don't think so.
Ryan, what did you think about Tony Romo saying he had to go on a silent count? It felt like an away game for those guys.
Yeah, I thought our fans were great, just in terms of it was noisy the whole game, whether we were out there or our defense was out there, and all the red in the stands and all that. It was something I hadn't seen before, but it was pretty cool for us.
Did you have to go on a silent count at all?
Yeah, we were on a silent count.
Ryan, you mentioned the success on third down and up-tempo offense kind of go hand in hand, maybe a chicken or the egg type situation. compared to the first 2 weeks, it seems like third down conversions have gone down. Do you have an explanation for that, or have you talked about that as a group?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, part of it is it's hard to sit there because there's so many different examples and things that go into each third down. Yeah, a lot of it is just probably better communication on my part with the group and then just making the throws.
Dwayne talked about the value of this game being a division game at all. Your thoughts about the importance of what you got going on there?
Yeah, the division games are huge. And I think everybody that's played in the league knows that and really understands how much these mean. And so there's an added emphasis on that this week for sure, especially with it being Indianapolis. And, you know, they've kind of the last few years been at the top of the division. So, yeah, this is a real important one for us. And I think everybody understands that in the locker room.
Hey, Ryan, what do you think your theory about the blowouts on Thursday night have all been the first year coaching staffs?
Oh, I knew the blowouts. I didn't know about the that theory there, but I don't know. To be honest, I think it's a fluke more than anything. So hopefully we can change that up a little bit.